up with us now. We chatted about this last week, and I'm very happy we've got him back on today. International relations expert and analyst, Dr. Oscar van Heerden. Dr. Oscar, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
In fact, your words of last week, Dr. Oscar, hardly has become cold. You made reference to Donald Trump and these short little sound bites. In fact, you went to the extent of actually playing videos and dimming the lights in the Oval Office. And the person that was literally the talk and the center of discussions, EFF leader Julius Malema. What did you make of this meeting yesterday between Ramaphosa and Trump?
You know, there's an old adage in Turkey that says when a clown enters the palace, the clown doesn't become a king. In fact, the palace becomes a circus.
Yes.
And that's what we saw yesterday. Mm. The White House, the most powerful presidency in the world, the Oval Office being turned into a spectacle with cheap parlor tricks. Turn off the lights and let's have a bioscope. I mean, I don't know what to make of this. We're dealing with the most powerful man in the world that acts like a child. Mm. He tried to bait President Ramaphosa. He tried to bait the South African delegation. We did not take the bait. Mm. We remained calm. The president was composed. He was dignified. He behaved like a statesman. As opposed to someone who was just throwing wild accusations. Remember what I said last time, that this was all choreographed. Mm. And it is quite clear that it had to play out in the way it played out. You know, already people are taking his evidence apart. We know, for example, the white crosses in the second video is not at all representing the numbers of murdered farmers. It was a commemoration that was held in 2020 in KwaZulu-Natal to heighten the plight of farm murders and so forth. It was symbolic. He tried to give the impression that it was the actual numbers, all the white crosses. And also the material he took when he said death, 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 already. We know that some of the printed material is not even from South Africa. It's from the DRC Congo.
Yes, yes.
And so on. So, you know, I think what a lot of media houses, both in America and globally, saw was a cheap attempt at cheap diplomacy and an ambush that clearly backfired.
Mm. Now, he repeated this a couple of times, Dr. Oscar, asking President Ramaphosa, why don't you arrest him? Referring obviously to EFF leader Julius Malema. President Ramaphosa, yes, he was pretty much diplomatic. He was calm. You mentioned this. And for him not to overspeak or say too much. And he said this is an opposition party leader in South Africa, and we are allowed to have opposition parties in terms of our country's constitution. But he repeated this on a number of occasions. I'm sure Julius Malema never expected that he would pretty much be the major talking point in the White House.
I don't think he knew that he was part of the delegation and that he was going to be in the White House.
Yes.
I'm sure it took him by surprise. But as I say, you know, this is a very unfortunate situation where Donald Trump, as the president of the United States, the largest economy in the world, is sending a clear message to world leaders. When you come on invitation, even if you come bearing gifts, I will school you, I will lecture you, I will speak down at you, and so on and so forth. I think people are going to start thinking twice for accepting an invitation from Donald Trump. But this, unfortunately, you know, I want to make this point. You have an institution, a multi-billion dollar institution that is headed up by Marco Rubio called the State Department. Mm. It has embassies and consular generals all over the world, including in South Africa. They're constantly gathering information and data about the situation in those countries, about the political landscape, about the crime, and so on and so forth. Marco Rubio's department knows the truth. They know the truth, and they know that Trump is lying. Let's move to the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, the largest intelligence agency in the world, collecting information, data, every day, 24/7, via satellites, via telecommunications. They know the truth, and they are unable to say to the emperor, you are naked. They are allowing the emperor to say, look at my beautiful silk wear, when in fact things are dandling about for all to see.
Very true. Now, Dr. Oscar, Trump attempted to dig up dusty headlines, which in effect became apparent for the globe to see, factually incorrect, to try and sell this misnomer of a white genocide. Now, when Rubio was quizzed early on in the week with respect to the strained relations between South Africa and the United States, Dr. Oscar, he mentioned a couple of things, and I mentioned it on the show yesterday too. Number one, he called into question South Africa's matter at the ICJ, taking apartheid Israel to the ICJ with South Africa's strong evidence of a case of genocide. He mentioned that. Secondly, our relationship with the Islamic Republic of Iran, which literally goes back decades. And then he also mentioned our relationship with communist China, as he put it, also Russia, which they are not happy about, the U.S. administration. And then along the way, he managed to throw in that myth and lie again of a genocide against white farmers in South Africa.
It's as if the United States is jealous of South Africa because we have good relations with Iran, Russia, and China. They themselves are having friendly talks with the Iranians around the nuclear program. They themselves are having friendly talks with Putin's Russia. They themselves were desperate for a phone call from Xi Jinping. The fact that Cyril Ramaphosa, the man that was sitting opposite the most powerful president in the world, was able to have a meeting with Zelensky, a telephone conversation with Putin, can anytime phone Xi and Xi will pick up the phone, is clearly a problem to the Americans. And Marco Rubio was making the point that this is a country, meaning South Africa, that constantly vote against us as the United States in UN gatherings and meetings. Well, let us look why. You had an illegal war in Iraq where you killed 1 million people and overthrow Saddam Hussein. You had an illegal war in Libya and killed Muammar Gaddafi. An illegal war in Afghanistan and Syria. And we can go on and on. You wanted the United States armed forces to be exempted from rape as a weapon of war, but all other countries should be subjected to it. And I can go on and on. I wrote a book about this and the voting patterns of South Africa against the United States. If the United States was a responsible country that abide by international law and didn't go and look for wars all the time, perhaps we would vote with them on some of the issues.
Very true. Dr. Oscar van Heerden, spot on as always. Sound bites should be the order of the day. Thanks so much for your time, sir.